Slim flashed a smile. When I get you off the place, I'm gonna have a blast.
Oh, yeah?
That's right. It'll be like 3 days without a rotten tooth.
You really think so?
Slim hitched up his jeans. Yes, sir, I know so. Loper gazed off into the distance and was quiet for a moment.
You know, we've got 800 bales of hay in the alfalfa field.
Slim blinked. Yeah, but...
I just had a great idea.
Loper slid his gaze back to Slim.
While I'm gone, maybe you'd like to haul some hay.
Slim's Adam's apple jumped. By myself?
You can take the dogs.
Now, Loper. Loper flashed a grin.
See, that's one thing about bosses, Slim. We don't want the hired hands to be happy when we're gone.
This ain't funny.
Sure it is. It's hilarious. While I'm being miserable having fun, you'll be miserable hauling hay. It'll help ease my pain.
Loper walked over to him and whispered,
Never let the boss know you're glad to see him go. It'll come back to bite you every time.
Chuckling to himself, Loper walked down to the house. Slim glared after him for a long time, then turned to me. Me and my big mouth.
Right, and I could have told him. But do these guys ever listen to their dogs? No, and that's why we try to keep our opinions to ourselves.
The next morning around 9 o'clock, Loper loaded Sally Mae and the children into the family car, and off they went to the mountains. I led them all the way to the mailbox on the county road and sent them on their way with barks of farewell. That done, I made my way back to headquarters and went looking for Slim. I had a feeling this was going to be a hard day, and he would need all the support we dogs could provide. I mean, he'd been tagged with a pretty tough assignment, hauling 800 bales of alfalfa hay all by himself. On any ranch with modern equipment, that wouldn't have been such a difficult job. But our outfit did everything the cowboy way. That means we shunned all labor-saving devices and relied entirely on junk machinery. See, we had only 30 acres of irrigated alfalfa, and that wasn't quite enough to justify the expense of good equipment. Loper bought all our machinery at farm auctions and took considerable pride in getting what he called good deals. Huh. Those guys spent half their summers reading repair manuals, running to town for parts, turning wrenches, and screaming at gutted hay balers and swathers, whose parts lay scattered all over the floor of the machine shed. But every now and then, the machinery held up long enough to put up some of the hay into bales. And at that point, they had to be hauled out of the field and unloaded in the stack lot, an area that had been fenced off so that the cattle wouldn't plunder the hay and scatter it over half the ranch. Under ordinary conditions, our hay hauling involved the use of an old flatbed truck and 3 people. Sally Mae to drive the truck through the field, Slim to pitch the bales up on the truck, and Loper to stack the hay on the back of the truck.